the European Union is calling for international measures against Sudan if it does not curb ethnic violence in the western province of Darfur. The EU made the appeal to the United Nations Security Council today. With us now to discuss the move is Jack Izzard. He's a European Union correspondent for the BBC in Brussels. And thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
What exactly is the EU asking for?
Well, essentially, it's just following the calls that Colin Powell made on behalf of the United States last week. The bottom line is the EU wants the Sudanese government to stop the atrocities that are happening in the province of Darfur. It says that if the Sudanese government doesn't toe the line, it would like the UN to impose sanctions on Sudan.
And Sudan is denying some claims by the UN that this is actually, in effect, genocide. What is going on in Darfur?
That's right. The question is, exactly who is responsible for what? Essentially, what's going on is a particularly nasty and bloody tribal warfare. It all started last year when the ethnic black African members of the Sudanese population rebelled against the government. They said the government is dominated by ethnic Arabs and they get a bad deal from them. So they launched this rebellion last year. The government's response has been one of a really bloody retaliation. They've been bombing the black communities from the air and then sending in these militias, and it's the militias really that are the kind of arch baddies. These are the guys who are going in, slaughtering entire villages of men, and then sort of systematically raping the women in those villages. The question mark over whether or not it's genocide is whether or not the government is ordering the militias to do that. The Sudanese government, for its part, says, well, these militias are just sort of thugs and they're operating outside the law and it's not our fault. I think the international community is very suspicious of that, and that's why there's talk now of imposing sanctions on the Sudanese government.
And so are there any plans to send any military from the West?
Not yet. At the moment, the European Union has only signed up to send in a few observers. There's just 9 of those guys going in. They're not military personnel. They will be there with one role, and that is just to confirm or deny these stories. At the moment, we're hearing very, very conflicting reports from Sudan. As you can imagine, it's a very poor country. The communication network is not good there. It's very difficult to know exactly what's going on. But the early indications are that it's sort of brutal massacre on the scale that we saw in Rwanda, another African country 10 years ago. Effectively, what we saw there was the kind of ethnic cleansing that went on, say, in Nazi Germany. One type of people just trying to wipe out another one. So initially, there's going to be no military personnel there. These observers will report back, and it's on the basis of the information that they give us that the EU will decide whether or not it wants to send troops in.
So they don't have enough information already?
Well, I think they're wary about getting this wrong. This is a very big country, and making military pledges to a country like that is going to be a big undertaking. You've got to bear in mind, Darfur is a province the size of Iraq. It's got something like 7 million people here, but sending troops in is going to be a very, very difficult job to do. They're inevitably going to be cut off by the sort of complete lack of any roads there, and it's going to be a very, very expensive undertaking, and I think they want to be absolutely sure before they send troops in that they're doing the right thing.
And any response today from the Sudanese government to the EU's moves?
No, not yet. We're expecting some sort of response from the Sudanese tomorrow. They're having a crisis meeting about this. So far, though, their response has been to sort of bristle at any suggestion of sanctions. When Colin Powell talked about it last week, they said that they would bend over backwards to stop the international community punishing them in this way. The other side to what they're saying is to reiterate that the militia is not their responsibility. They're saying that these people are operating outside the law and they shouldn't be punished for the actions of people they describe as outlaws. But either way, the Sudanese government is probably going to get a nasty shock quite soon.
Well, I wonder if they also are thinking that this might be part of some anti-Arab agenda on the part of the West.
I don't think there's any suggestion of that yet. I mean, it may well be that people with vested interests will want to sort of portray it as that. But I think what we're talking about here, there's no religious element to this conflict. This is an old-fashioned tribal rivalry. This dates back hundreds of years. There are two people living in Sudan. One of the ethnic Arabs who are largely nomadic. They move around the country and sort of graze off the land that way. The black African community, on the other hand, tend to be farmers. They live in set communities, and there's been a long-standing dispute between the two about who owns the land, who has the right to it, and effectively you could look at this as just the latest stage in that long-running dispute between two ethnic groups. I don't think it's a religious dispute.
Jack Izzard covers the European Union for the BBC, and he spoke to us from Brussels. Thank you.
My pleasure.